Princes at War, The British Royal Family's Private Battle in the Second World War, by Deborah Cadbury.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. On a warm day in late May 1910, the streets below Windsor Castle were filled with crowds waiting for a sight of the gun carriage. Every window, rooftop and ledge was commandeered to watch King Edward VII's coffin complete the final stage of its journey. The late king, a once wayward youth, had become a popular monarch, the Uncle of Europe, whose contribution, especially in foreign diplomacy, was respected. Thousands had passed silently by the king's body when it lay in state in Westminster Hall. Even larger crowds watched the magnificent royal procession along the funeral route in London. The streets of Windsor offered a last chance for a glimpse of the great monarch who was to be buried as he had lived, in unimaginable splendour, accompanied on his way by many of the crowned heads of Europe. The solemn and carefully stage-managed event would unite royal relatives from across Europe in a unique pageant. 9 years had elapsed since the death of Queen Victoria, and yet her all-pervasive influence had continued with a momentum of its own through her descendants. In her later years, the great matriarch had tried to maintain royal power through the dynastic marriages of her 42 grandchildren. Her grandchildren and great-grandchildren from her marriage to her beloved Prince Albert of Saxe-Coburg formed a galaxy.